A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Megillah Tesvav, Megillah 15a, pagination page 29. We're going to discuss the strategy of Esther, which enabled her to effectuate the miracle of Purim. So we'll start from the last third of the page. The beginning of the line says HaYehudim, and then we begin. Asher lo kados. Something was unlawful or different than before. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba explained, Shelo kados haya, shebechol yom vayom. This going to the king, Achashverosh, was going to be different than previously. Ad achshav be'ones, until now she was forced, whenever Achashverosh wanted to see her, so the king said, so she would cooperate. Va'achshav be'rotzon, but this was the first time that she was going willingly to Achashverosh. So again, according to the simple understanding of the pasuk, the way we read it, Asher lo kados is that Esther was worried about going to the king without being called, and she's going unlawfully to the king. But the Gemara is explaining it to mean differently or unlawfully than previous. Previously, every encounter was a forcible encounter, even if Achashverosh wasn't grabbing her arms and holding her tight. But by definition, if the king gave an order, it was under penalty of death. She had to cooperate. But now she was going willingly to endear herself to the king to try to get the decree of Haman to be revoked. The pasuk continues and says, V'cha'asher avadeti avadeti. And as I will be lost, I will be lost. Says the Gemara, K'shem she'avadeti mibeis abba. Just as I was lost from my father's house, kach oved mimcha, so I will be lost from you, as Rashi tells us, Eshes Yisrael, a regular woman, shenensa, that was forcibly taken to a man, mutaris labailo, it was against her will, and she's still permitted to go back to her husband. But birotzon, if she did it willingly, asura labaila, she's going to be forbidden to her husband, and therefore Esther realizes the ramification of her action by going to Achashverosh willingly, which might lead to intimacy, that since she acted intentionally, she might end up being asur to Mordechai. Tosfos asks an interesting question. Tosfos asks, "Amai lo haya megarsha utehimu teres lahachzireno?" Mordechai is a Yisrael; he's not a Kohen. Why doesn't he give her a get? Let her go to Achashverosh. Whatever will happen will happen, and then afterwards, he'll get married to her again. In short, why doesn't he give her a get? Yesh lomar. The answer is, Lefisha komaisa haget to alpi edim. A get has to be done with witnesses. V'haya yore pen yisparsem hadover lamalchus. He was afraid that the information would leak out. If he has two edim, someone might not be so reliable, and somehow the information will leak out, and the kingdom will find out that he was Megarish's wife, which could mean death to Esther if they know that Mordechai holds or held that he was married to her. The whole thing can become a big mess, and he didn't want to give her a get because that too would be sakonas nefashos, a danger to life. So Esther is dealing with a big package over here, as she goes to the king and the considerations and the ramifications. Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai passed over or violated something. Amar Rav. Rav says, Shehir hever yom rishon shal Pesach betainis. that he passed over or violated the first day of Pesach with the fast day that Esther asked him to do, because the letters of Haman were written on the 13th of Nisan, and the 14th, 15th, and 16th, Rashi tells us, were fast days, the 15th being the first day of Pesach. So that normally would be considered a violation. You're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, but that's exactly what Mordechai did that year by his legislating the three-day fast. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, the passing over refers to the Avar Arkuma Demaya, that he passed over the water in order to include the entire residence of, all of the residents of Shushan in the fast day. As the Pasuk in Esther, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin tells us, Lech kenoses kol ha-Yehudim ha-nimtzaim b'Shushan. Go gather all of the Jews that are found in Shushan. And apparently, Mordechai had to pass over some water to access some of the Jews of Shushan. Rabbi Irons of Detroit, in his history series, observes that in fact, archaeologically, a site that's identified as ancient Shushan, in fact, is a city built that there's a body of water separating the capital area from the other part of Shushan. So these are strategies that Esther put into motion, and we'll see more on Amud Beis. But before we do that, there's also some prior history that's important regarding Mordechai to effectuate this miracle. Counting up from the bottom five lines in the middle of the line, for Omer Rabbi Lozam Rabbi Chanina, kala Omer Dova b'shem Omro mevi Geula le'olam, when a person says something in the name of someone else, he gives credit to the source of his information, he brings redemption to the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vatomar Esther Lamelech b'shem Mordechai, Esther specifically said to King Ahasuerus the information about Bigson and Seresh plotting against the king, so she revealed that information in the name of Mordechai. She let it be recorded that the source of that kindness was Mordechai, and later that would play into the story that Ahasuerus felt that he had to do something for Mordechai, and it changed his entire impression and how he decided to handle Haman. One line up from the bottom, Haman says, V'cholza enenu shoveli, and all of my wealth and prestige is not worth it to me. Amaro b'loza, amra b'chanina, b'shashara Haman es Mordechai. Whenever he saw Mordechai, Yoshe b'shara melech, Omar, that's when he said, kolza eno shoveli, regarding Mordechai. What does that mean? So, Kidrav Chista, the Amar Rav Chista, Zed Babid Purzbuli, one, meaning Mordechai, came with wealth, Vizeba Bipruzbuti, and this one came with poverty, referring to Haman. Rashi tells us that years before, Haman and Mordechai had been together on behalf of the king, and Haman was out of food, and he sold himself in slavery to Mordechai in order to obtain food. And therefore, we have a principle, kol ma shekana eved kana rabo, whatever a slave owns is owned by his master. So Haman says, I've amassed a lot, but when I look at Mordechai, I realize, kol ze eino shoveli, it's really worth nothing to me, because I myself am owned by Mordechai. Om Rav Papa said, v'karule, they actually called him with a jab, Avdo de Mizdaven Betalmi Nahama, the slave who was sold into slavery because of bread. And that was Haman's prior history. And the result over here is that in the world of truth, Haman wants to kill Mordechai because he wants to do away with his master and the thing that's holding him back from truism of wealth. But the truth is that he's a slave and he's trying to kill his master. And it puts a whole new spin on the story of Purim and what he is trying to do. Let's drop down further on the page and address the beautiful question about midway in the wide lines at the end of a line. Maro'asa Esther shezimna es Haman. What did Esther intend by inviting Haman to the party with Achashverosh, that private party? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar said, Pachim tamna lo, she was setting a trap. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, he shall chanam lefneim lefach. Their table, their set table, their meal, shall be in front of them as a trap. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Semebes, Avia Lamda, from the house of her father, she learnt, Imroif son acho ha'achil lehu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And then we'll take it from there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, very practical, Kadesh lo yitel etzav yimrod. Haman shouldn't realize that the world is closing in on him and he should rebel and try to kill Achashverosh. Instead, he should be calm and unsuspecting. So he was invited together with the king. He feels that he's on the in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kadesh lo yakiru ba shehi Yehudis. In order to make sure that no one would realize that she's Jewish, she endears herself to Haman as if he's a friend. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Kadesh lo yomru yisal achos lanu beveis hamelech. Rabbi Nechemya said so that the Jews should not think, oh, we have a buddy in the house of the king, v'yasichu daiten min arachamim, they would rely on Esther and they would not daven, and Esther knows very well she needs their tefilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kedei shehimotsu lo v'choleis, so that Haman should be readily available to her so that she could try to do him in. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ula yargish hamakom v'yasa lanu neis. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said, maybe Hashem will have mercy on me when he realizes how much I have to do in order to play up to Haman, the pain that she has to play up to Haman, and maybe he'll make a miracle for us. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha learned, Asbir lo ponem, I'm going to be nice to Haman in front of Achashverosh, kidei sheyarog hu vehi, so that he thinks we have an affair with each other, and maybe he'll kill both of us, and the plan will come to naught. She's willing to be Moser Nefesh, to give up her life, as long as it gets Haman killed. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Melech Hafafchon Haya, we know that Achashverosh is a little wishy-washy and he's impulsive. And if we can get him convinced to kill Haman, we have to do it right away before he changes his mind. We saw this by Vashti. By the next morning, Achashverosh already has questions, but at the time he was totally convinced to do her in. Let's skip down the beginning of a line. Ashkechei Rabba Baravua le'Eliyo. Rabba Baravua found Eliyo, Omale, and he said, Keman chazi Esther v'avda hachi. What is the real reason that Esther invited Haman to that famous party? Omale, he told him, Kikulu tanoi u'kikulu amoroi. Esther's plan was exactly as you describe it. She had many reasons for her strategy, like all of the Tanoim and like all of the Amoraim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.